And we are live the day after election. We are live and direct. I want to thank everyone for joining me. We have so much to discuss, so much to talk about. Where does it all end? Where does it all stop? Oh my goodness. We've already seen so many different stories flying around what took place yesterday. And we're going to give you some updates that we're seeing here online. As of right now, Carrie Lake, Shannon, you were telling me before we went live today that Carrie Lake is like really closing in. And now they're counting all of the ballots, basically, from the people who voted yesterday. Right, to my understanding. But what is the actual number right now that's being reported on the website that you're on?
So Arizona, I just Googled the races.
Okay.
So these are just the results. And it says that Katie Hobbs right now has 50.1% of the vote. This is only 67% is reporting. She has 910,815, but Carrie Lake is really sneaking up on her at 49.9%. She has 906,732 votes, which is really less than 4,000 spread right now between those two.
So that could actually change within the next hour or so by them counting and stuff, right?
A friend of ours that's with the Carrie Lake camp, and he called you not too long ago, or texted you not too long ago, and said it looks like Carrie Lake might actually
is going to pull it through. So we just got to keep our prayers out there. You know, it's just so much other stuff is going on. You know what? I did a short video last night just talking about the different stuff that I'm seeing. And, you know, and I hate the whole self-censorship nonsense, but I did it on Facebook. And I just said, you know, it's really odd to see some of the stuff that's happening. And I'm like, there's two things that's happening here. One is that they actually did some more cheating, you know, here and there, you know, and my producer is saying probably not enough to make any difference, to make any change or anything. But the other option is that there's just absolutely stupid people out there that refuse to acknowledge the truth. Well, in my video last night, what I said was that what's happening is like the mainstream media, they're not giving all the information, all the details, so you can make a sound, informable decision, right? And think about it, especially the liberal media for all of these stupid people out there. So the liberal media, they don't tell everyone the full truth. They don't. They tried to ignore the fact that Fetterman was having had a stroke and he had major problems. They tried to ignore it. Remember the lady that interviewed Fetterman and brought up the whole fact that he couldn't even understand what I was saying unless he was reading it from the teleprompter. And they went after her like no tomorrow. They tried to destroy her. She probably lost her job. I hadn't seen anything from her since then. But they went after her because she said, hey, there's something really wrong here, people, going on, and they tried to destroy her. Well, as a result of that, he still won because people were not privy to the actual information. They were all the facts were completely left out. And same thing on social media. When you click on certain things, when you watch a video, when you share a video or a post, a meme, whatever it is, or when you click the like button, when you click the heart on it, they gather all of that data in the algorithms, and they know what information to feed you. And they do it to everybody. So this is how they're able to keep stupid liberals dumbed down, because stupid liberals never are privy to the information to the full picture, to the full scope of everything. And even though they're living through this misery, they still vote for them. They still vote for the Democrats. So there was no red wave. There was no red tidal wave last night. It may have been a ripple. But all this did was empower Biden to think that he need to continue on with his global agenda. It's pretty disgusting, actually. So, Shannon, what do you think? What do you think about Fetterman?
Well, I think it's we have a problem in America with uninformed voters, kind of, I guess, along the same lines as you. But to be honest with you, there are people enough that, you know, they did a lot of interviewing in Pennsylvania, and a lot of people clearly knew what was important to them. The polling said that they were kind of a unique state, and where abortion was among polling the number one,
the number one issue for them.
Crime was 11%, which was odd because a lot of the interviews we saw, crime was a big issue for them. And so,
but not big enough.
And so apparently Fetterman won the state, they're saying, analysts, of course, because of abortion. He's for abortion. Oz is against it. That's why he won.
Yeah.
But
Fetterman was also, he's for criminals being let out onto the street.
Yeah.
And I guess apparently the people there, they're completely okay with criminals out on the street, possibly taking their life, possibly beating them down. I just don't get it.
We saw even CNN questioning Fetterman. So to me, you saying that them listening to just liberal news dumbs them down, those people knew exactly who they were voting for, because even CNN was calling out Fetterman. I'm sorry. I don't even give them that much credit. I think that they made a decision. They have been under this, you know, the Democrats' messaging of demonizing Republicans really worked. Them saying that, you know, we're election deniers, them saying that
gonna destroy democracy.
The right is going to destroy democracy. That's the next thing I was going to say. Worked. And people feared that bigger than they feared the situation that they're in. People, you know, we're kind of weird. Well, we're not weird, but humankind, we kind of adapt to the situation we're in. And I feel like a lot of people just kind of adapted to this is how life is under Biden right now. In the foreseeable future, somehow they believe that Biden is going to make things better. I don't know. And they actually believe that Republicans were going to make things worse. So I think people just surrendered to the idea that, or at least Democrats did, a good amount of them, that they're better off still under Biden and Democrats.
So what does this look like?
So many races.
What is
that
this?
Literally were percentages away from each other.
Yeah.
We're talking about
close.
So close. It really showed me how divided we are. It really actually made me more.
What I was getting ready to ask you, what does it make you think about 2024?
The two people that Trump didn't endorse, but supported, but didn't just go out there and rally for, were Kemp and DeSantis. And they were the two really biggest winners of the night. They sailed through without Trump going in and, really rallying for them. Of the 80 people that Trump said that he endorsed, only 3 didn't make it.
That's huge.
That's huge. Would they have lost without him? I don't know.
That's huge.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's huge.
I think the 2020, we are now in the election of 2024.
Yeah.
Today starts that 2-year stretch until we now vote for the next president.
And if you think things have been brutal, it's about to get real brutal.
Yeah. What really upset me is how happy Biden was when he came out. He's giddy. He's happy. He was smiling. He was gleeing.
Yeah, because there was no red wave. There was no red wave. And you know what should have happened is what happened in Florida. That should have been the entire nation. The entire nation should have gone red. It should have knocked out so many Democrats that the Democrats were like, oh my goodness, this absolutely crushed our party. That's what should have taken place. And that's why, personally, I think there was some other stuff going on, right? Because it should have been just like Florida. You know what? The Senate, the House, they said it was a clean sweep in Florida. No Democrats won in Florida. And that's because Ron DeSantis and the local state government, they have their elections in check. They have it 100%. I mean, I won't say 100%, but they have it. They have it to the point to where there's like minimal to pretty much no cheating for the most part.
Well, they actually have an election task force.
Yes.
So if you are caught cheating, this task force comes and arrests you and charges you with election fraud.
Yeah.
And that's intimidating.
And that's what it should be. Yeah. So, there's a deterrent there. Oh, my goodness. They're going to come get me if I do this. So that's what needs to take place. Well, see, me personally, the model that Florida has for their elections, that should go across the country. So then that way we want fair and open elections. That's what we want. But the Democrats, they want to do away with the filibuster. They want to do away with the Electoral College, which you've all have heard this before. They want to do away with all of the states being able to control their local state elections, and they want to make it federal. They want to take control that much. But, you know, it's going to be really interesting in the next 2 years.
Well, that's definitely not going to happen now because we are going to win the House.
What is it currently right now that you see on here for the House?
Well, for the ones that they've actually said won, it's 183 Dems, 207.
And you need 218 to be the majority, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So we're closer to a majority, but we're on the West Coast now where it is the majority Democrats. Liberals. So we'll see how that pan out. The Senate, it's 48 and 46, right?
So 48 for the Republicans so far.
Yeah, but 46 for the Democrats. So now we have Arizona that's in play, right? And Arizona, the Democrat is ahead by quite a bit, unfortunately. 67% of the reporting is in. So let's say Arizona wins, right? So then it would be 47-48. And then you're talking
about the Democrats winning Arizona.
Yeah, if the Democrats win Arizona. In Nevada, that's the other state right now. There's only three set seats left. Right now, 77% is reported in. And the Republican, Adam, what is that, Laxalt? He is ahead at 49.9%. The Catherine, the Democrat, is behind him with 47.2%. If he wins, that would make it 49 for Republicans, 47 for Democrats, and then you have the runoff
in Georgia.
In Georgia now.
And Georgia would be the deciding factor, basically. Well, no, not really, because the Republicans would still be ahead. So the Republicans, the Democrats really need to try to get Nevada and Georgia to make it even, right? So then that way.
Oh, and I'm sorry. And of course, we have Alaska too.
Alaska,
which is
leaning right.
Lisa Murkowski may get ousted. They're at 75%, but there's only like a less than a 4% spread between her and Republicans.
But it's two Republicans.
It is two Republicans.
Yeah, it's two Republicans. So that's one. That one's going Republican.
Alaska's
regardless.
Weird. I'm sorry, Alaska. Can have,
but
the top two be Republican. You know,
Lisa. States, she's the one that went to. I think she went along with impeaching President Trump.
She did. Murkowski is the one that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm glad
hopefully she get knocked off the block. Right.
So
hopefully.
We need Nevada. We need Georgia. And we need some more House seats, to be honest with you. I see why Biden's happy. And I, like I said, last night when I was watching this, I was sitting there going, wow, this is just going to empower Biden.
Yeah.
This
and
is
the
going
Democrats,
to empower
really. The Democrats.
Because there was no red wave. They know that they have literally half of the Americans under their wing, right?
Under their control.
Right. Well, and this, I don't know. You know what? To me, it's going to be interesting how this whole presidential election is going to roll out.
It is. But, you know, we are waiting for the announcement that's going to come next week on the 15th from President Trump. And we all kind of anticipate that he's going to make the announcement that he's running for 2024. And the left is already drumming up, stuff between President Trump and Ron DeSantis and trying to make that animosity there. And we can't fall for that trap because the Democrats, they want us fighting amongst each other, because if we're fighting at each other, they'll be doing stuff and we won't be paying attention to any of it. So if you had anything that happened out of the ordinary yesterday, or you just want to call in and give your opinion about what took place yesterday, give me a call, 319-527-3453. I like to hear from you. I don't bite too hard. I do bite, but not too hard. You can ask my producer. So,
Don't ask me. Listen, one thing that I think is really important is we need to win the House so we can get investigations going.
Yes.
Today Biden was asked about it, right, Will? He was asked about the investigations are going that the Republicans said that they are going to bring up against him. And Will, what was his response?
His response? Well, his response is like, you know, I think it was a young lady that was asking him, right? And he basically said, just, you know, move on, get over it. Basically, right? To my understanding. Well, let's just listen to what he says, because a reporter asked a question about all the investigations that's going to come up against you now that it looks like the Republicans are going to take the House and possibly, you know, impeachment is going to follow. And he makes light of it, too. Listen to this.
Republicans have made it clear that if they do take control of the House, that they want to launch a raft of investigations on day one into your handling of Afghanistan, the border. They want to look into some of your cabinet officials. They want to investigate you. They may even want to investigate your son. What's your message to Republicans who are considering investigating your family and particularly your son Hunter's business dealings?
Lots of luck in your senior year, as my coach used to say.
What does that mean?
No idea. I don't know.
I mean, lots of luck in your senior year. Is that what that means? My coach used to tell me.
I think it means he's in his senior year.
But what does that even got to do with the question that the reporter's asking?
He's weird.
What does that got to do? Okay, but here, listen to the rest of this.
Look, I think the American public wants us to move on and get things done for them.
You hear this? The American people, the public wants us to move on to get stuff done for them. Does that include January the 6th? Because how was that moving on and getting stuff done? How was that? Someone please let me know.
Yeah, it's such a hypocritical statement. He's like, oh, I think they want to move on. When they have done nothing but hang, literally hang on the January 6th and the election of 2020 deniers, right? I mean, it's been nonstop.
Yep, nonstop. Listen.
And, you know, I heard that there were, it was reported, whether it's accurate or not, I'm not sure, but it was reported many times that Republicans were saying, and the former president said, how many times are you going to impeach Biden? You know, impeachment proceeding against Biden. I mean, I think the American people will look at all of that for what it is.
Really? Yeah, we're going to look at for what it is. Look what they did for 4 years. Did we all forget?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
I mean, 4 years, even longer than that. Over and over, they did try to, you know, it was 4 years of trying to impeach President Trump. And again, of course, they waited until like his second half of his first term. And they day in and day out, we got to remove him. We got to remove him.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
And he's acting like the Republicans don't have a reason to impeach this dude.
Now, I'm telling you, he's been empowered. You can look at his whole demeanor today.
And listen to him.
It's just, I'm almost comedy. I mean, it's, but, you know, look, I can't control what they're going to do. All I can do is continue to try to make life better for the American people.
You hear this? I mean, come on. Dude is not doing anything for the American people. Nothing.
He's saying investigations would be comedy.
Will be comedy. So I guess
Russia, Russia,
well,
Russia.
Go on with the comedy, which was though. I'm all about it.
You know, absolutely. Let the games begin. They need to impeach this dude, not only for the border, but because he's the big guy with the whole deal, the dealings with
China.
You remember that?
China.
Yeah. The whole deal with China, all of that, the corruption, the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, come on. There's so much to impeach him for. Him shoveling out all this money to Ukraine. All this money to Ukraine.
I'm more concerned about the border. Well, I'm concerned about Ukraine, but really the border.
Well, I'm concerned about the women and children and the innocent people there in the harm's way. But we're sending all this money and everything that we're sending over to Ukraine is the reason why the war is still going. The war would have been over with. There would have been less loss of life, but they don't care about that. And you're right. The fentanyl is coming across. That's Biden and the Democrats' way of helping the American people by killing the American people with fentanyl.
Yeah, and not caring.
Over
300 young people are dying every single day here in America. Like McCarthy once said in an interview, that's equivalent to a plane crash every single day. And if we had a plane crash every single day, would we not be going, oh my gosh,
what's going on?
To fix this?
Yes.
But of course, they ignore it. So Mayorkas for sure should face questions about that and the lies, and Kamala Harris as well, as the borders are, for saying that our border is secure, because it's really not.
It's not.
But I don't know. To me, there's a certain dynamic that's really, you know, this election was so important, but now we're seeing how also 2024 is really important.
I think we just saw a glimpse of what's going to happen in 2024 because
we're so divided.
There's so many people that believe the lies that's coming out of Joe Biden's mouth. So many lies that the liberal media has been telling. So many lies. People actually believe this stuff when they see the truth, they hear the truth, and they still go along with the lie. It's so much.
Yeah.
So in our faces today
is what are our alternatives? I see here in the chat there was a couple going back and forth about DeSantis and Trump. What's going on between them? And then, you know, of course, you have Biden and Newsom. Is Newsom going to actually have a run for president, or is Biden actually going to run again? They asked him today, what are you going to do? Are you going to change anything about the momentum that you've created here in America? And I think he was empowered to say, I'm not changing anything.
Yeah.
The momentum is great.
Yeah.
Look at all the people that are perfectly happy in America with what I'm doing and where we're going.
Yep.
And seriously, I was shocked too. I was sitting here going, are you serious?
Apparently they like the high gas prices. They like the food shortage. They like the baby formula not being on the shelves. They like the cost of food. They like the cost of energy. They like all of this that's happening. They like it. I mean, they want it. This is, and with all these people voting for it, it's clearly what they want. But listen to this clip here, what they're talking about, possibly President Trump returning, and listen to what Joe Biden says. It's kind of low right now, but listen, here it comes.
Your predecessor, who is about to launch another campaign. So how do you reassure them if that is the reason for their questioning, that the former president will not return, or that his political movement, which is still very strong, will not once again take power in the United States?
Well, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power.
You hear this? Listen, he said we have to demonstrate that he will not take power, talking about President Trump. Listen to what he says here.
If he does run, making sure he... under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
Legitimate efforts under the Constitution that he does not become president again.
They talk about the January 6th committee.
But there's nothing there.
I know.
There's nothing there. And sadly, the January 6th committee that is still going to be there until what, January?
Yep.
They're still going to be. They're lame ducks. They're lame ducks, but they're still going to be there until January. So they're going to be going full speed ahead. But, you know, President Trump announced Monday, right? This coming Monday on the 14th, the 15th. If he announced on the 15th that he's running for political office, all that has to go on hold, correct? The way I understand it, all of it has to go on hold.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we do have a caller on here, Steve from Florida. Oh, let's go to Steve from Florida. Let's see what Steve has to say about his great governor there. You there, Steve?
Hello, Will. How are you tonight, man?
I'm doing good.
Awaiting a hurricane down here, man. So I'm sitting out in my garage and getting the generator out, but I thought I would stop and say hi to Will tonight.
Well, that's, you know what? I feel very privileged and honored that you're getting ready to go through a hurricane. You're
still taking the time. Well, it's a tropical storm now, isn't it?
But the thing is, you're still taking the time. You're getting a generator and all that, but I'm still going to call Will Johnson. That says a lot.
It sure does.
It says a lot.
Hey, buddy.
Go ahead.
Buddy, did I not tell you I'll follow you anywhere? I mean, you know I'm loyal, man, you know? And
I appreciate it, but you know what? But I have to say this, Steve. I really do appreciate it. But you and I will follow each other to Christ. How about that?
Well, we're already there, brother.
Yes, sir.
We know
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not worried about that. I'm saying, if you run for office, I'll follow you anywhere, buddy. I've already told you that. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not what I called you. I called you up to talk about. Okay.
Okay.
Although we should talk about it some more. Okay, but yesterday my friend calls me up. Her and her husband went to go vote together. Now this is St. Lucie County, Florida. We say we got all our stuff together here. It just depends on who your supervisor of election is in that county. Okay, I think anywhere you've got a Democrat supervisor election, you always have the potential of extreme cheating. Democrats don't care, but they went to go vote and they got told, oh, you've already mailed in a ballot. Okay, no, we
really
didn't. Okay, yeah, this is in St. Lucie County, Florida. Okay, so there's shenanigans are up. And I'll tell you what, man, I really believe there was a red wave. I just think that there's corruption is so strong. They did their voter fraud.
You know what, Steve? I said the exact same thing to my producer. I said the exact same thing. I think there was one. It's just all of the corruption and the levels of it, because they figured out how to do it and keep it where a lot of people don't even see it or recognize it. So then that way people won't question it. I said the exact same thing.
Well, it's just like you, what you're saying here, Will. Okay, here we are. We're always seem to be right at 50, 50, 49 or whatever, just enough to where them Democrats will always dig out a few more votes to get what they want.
True.
You know, they'll magically appear, you know? And
do you think that's going to happen in Arizona? Because it's really close in Arizona.
Absolutely.
You think they're going to pull out some for Hobbs?
Hey, man, we're talking Maricopa County, man, the most corrupt town in the country, man.
Yeah.
Do you really think that they're going to let that lady in? Heck no. They're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat like they do every time. And again, you know, you were talking about what you were talking about earlier about, you know, we don't want the Democrats to get in control and to be able to, you know, do national election reform. Well, you know what? If it was done right, but that's not what they want. They want to put in mail-in ballot. They want to ensure they win every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the Republicans ought to go full gun for that. And what they ought to do is you ought to come up with a 5-step plan for elections. Okay. First thing is you walk in. Okay. There is no more mail-in ballots. You get 30 days to vote. Okay. 30 days to vote. Can't get it done in that time, you don't vote. Okay. All right. Do it alphabetically or whatever you got to do in that 30 days. And then leave the last few days open for anybody. Okay?
You know, I don't think it even needs to be alphabetical order. I kind of like that idea. You have it 30 days and it has to be in-person voting. You have to show your ID and then that's it. And then, so then that way they can say that you can do it 30 days. And then if you don't go in that 30 days, it's the last day. But it needs to be in-person voting. So then that way someone can make arrangements to get
let's
there.
Let's just remember, each state has their own sovereignty. So they get to pick. The federal government doesn't get to tell us how to run our election. So that part I don't agree with. I think that the states have to be able to have their own determination of how they want to do elections. But let me tell you what. There are a lot of great governors that have won. I think that all of them need to really work on making our elections more secure. If Carrie Lake wins, I think she is going to change Arizona election. But also, I almost feel like Katie Hobbs should have been disqualified because she's Secretary of Elections and would not recuse herself from that position.
Yes.
So to
that
me,
don't make any
that
sense.
Right there, I don't like. But do I think there was widespread situations were lost because of
just because we know who they are.
Conspiracy guy, though.
Just because we know who they are, we know what they're capable of.
Yeah,
right.
Let me put it this way.
I would not put it past them to do it.
Listen, I've met a lot of dumb people here in America, and these people are hardcore
stupid
for Democrats. So when I see these numbers, I'm sitting here going, you know what? It's believable that they're that stupid. I'm sorry.
I'm not disagreeing with you there.
They really know how to target the younger people. And what scares me for the future is that people like my parents are already gone. But I'm scared for that generation to go away. And we're going to be stuck with this indoctrinated generation.
Yep, because they're on the rise.
Because they're voting now. Yep. And I think they had a huge impact on the election,
too. Yeah, and they're on the rise. They are, absolutely.
Yeah.
You got anything else for us, Steve?
Yes, I do. Okay, I totally disagree with what she's saying. I don't believe, I still am overwhelmed that Joe Biden got more votes than Trump, okay?
Well, now the 2020, I agree.
Yeah, he got more than Obama, too.
Okay. Yeah, that was definitely
But even you had a lot of, yeah, I had a lot of people, but you can't watch. Okay. And then I'm also going to say like this, I think there's certain areas like California, Chicago, where basically you got Democrats so entrenched, they're not going to let anybody else in. They've got every method of cheating it down that they can
exactly.
do. Like I said, I mean, and real quick, I'm going to tell you what, there's this way that the states ought to adopt to run their elections. Real quick, I'll make this quick, okay? First thing, you walk in, okay, there's cameras rolling whenever you go into that 30-day vote, okay? So if you go into, you know, it's time or whatever, so if there's a problem, okay, you got to walk in, okay? You ought to have to show your ID, and then when you show your ID, you ought to have to sign for it. Then you ought to have to put your thumbprint, like you do on a check that's not at your bank, put that on that same thing. So there you go. Not only is there's yep. you're basically leaving
the,
part
the,
of
you know what? Yeah, okay. You're right. There is a way to secure it. It's just there's some states,
yeah, there's a
New
lot of
York
that,
and Chicago yeah. and California and a few others that, you know, Washington, that they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that because then they'll know that they won't be able to slip in anything that they want to slip yeah. in.
And so. There's people here in the chat that don't agree with a long span of election process. And I do too. I don't agree with that. I think 2 weeks for early voting is too much.
How come we just can't
you?
Go back to the day of, right? I mean, when I was younger and when we had elections, you go yep, that day.
That day.
That's what I remember.
It's voted. It's counted.
And only time there was absentee ballots is when I remember really, if you're in the military, yep. you're overseas for
it
anything
really
like that.
It really came into play for COVID. And now they're just like, oh,
they're utilizing
look at
it.
This.
They figured out how they can cheat. That's yeah. what it is. So, yeah. Well, hey, Steve, I want to thank you so much for the call, sir. And be safe. Be safe. Get your generator going.
Yeah. I'm
okay.
Just...
And, Will Johnson in 2024, folks. Will Johnson in 2024.
All right. Appreciate it, Steve. Take
care. If you like me, follow him anywhere.
All right. Take care. Yeah. Appreciate it. Okay, Shannon, we do actually have another caller here.
Okay, let's
you
want
to go to the other caller here? Let's see. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Suzanne. I'm calling from Nashville. How are you?
Great. Hey Suzanne.
Tennessee.
Thank you so much for the call.
Well, I feel privileged to speak with you and Shannon. I just was able to start getting on the podcast last week. And every day at the same time, my family's like, what are you listening to?
Well, hey, you know what? I have to say something about Tennessee. Tennessee was almost like Florida. Every single seat of yours is Republican, except for one. Only one of your Congress seats was actually blue.
Yes.
But everything
and
else
I,
was red. Look, so congratulations to you guys.
Yes, I am so happy that I live in almost a red state. We're almost there, you know. But when I was at the when I was voting yesterday, I've lived in this part of Tennessee for like 7 years now. I'm actually from Michigan, which is hardcore Democrat. But anyway, when I went to the voting polls yesterday, it was packed. It was going out the door, and I have never seen it like that in the 7 years that I've been here.
Wow.
You know, but it was I just said, you know what, I don't care. I had to go on my lunch break at work, and I said, you know, I don't care how long it takes, I'm staying in line. And it took, I think I waited in line about an hour, but you know what, everybody that was speaking there, I just had to believe. I said to this one person, does it seem like everybody here is probably voting Republican? Because everybody was talking about everything. Like, if you cannot see what's happened in the last 2 years, and you're not voting, and you're still voting Democrat, why are you here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It felt really good to be amongst fellow Republicans.
Yeah, I completely understand that.
Yeah, we waited in line about an hour here in Texas too, and this was the first time I ever waited in line
that long.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it. I, you know, and like last night, okay, so like, well, Nashville's basically, and Will, I followed you when you were here in Nashville. I followed everything you did.
I appreciate it.
You don't know, but I did. Yeah. And
she's like, oh, I was basically Nashville, stalking you. No, just kidding.
I didn't want to sound like that, but I watched everything that he had, you know, that he would bring on these little clips of people that he was interviewing.
Yeah, but he had a good time in Nashville.
Nashville's mostly Democrat, you know, but hopefully, I don't know, maybe the next election, you know, we'll get it fixed. But anyway, what I was going to say was that, you know, when most of the even the conservative talk radio shows that are in Nashville, they were talking about the election and they were talking about, you know, the big red wave. And I was, you know, I was happy. I was really glad. And then last night, as things started unfolding, it wasn't going exactly the way I thought it would. And I said, you know, by about 11 o'clock, I had to call it a night.
Yeah.
I'll find out in the morning.
Yep. You know what? Let me just say this. If they didn't have all of these mail-in ballots, the country would look like the way it should look like, the way we were anticipating it.
Exactly.
If they didn't have these mail-in ballots. Yeah.
And that's what I think is contributing to some of the issues that we're having. That's just my opinion.
You know what? You and I are in agreement. You and I are in agreement on that.
Mail-in ballots are a problem. Don't get me wrong. I think that, like in Georgia, though, where they passed the law where everything has to match exactly, the exact match rule, that has actually helped in a lot of places. In fact, it's helped so much that the Democrats are actually against it. But I'm actually totally against mail-in ballots unless they're military or something like that, to
exactly.
be honest. You know,
exactly.
Because there are more opportunities for fraud.
Yes.
I understand that. I agree with that. I'm not arguing that.
That's what I think.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of stupid people in America. I don't think it's all fraud.
Well, we have family that are in Arizona and they're elderly. And my parents are elderly. That's why I moved to Tennessee, because they retired here from Michigan. But anyway, they had spoke to some relatives in Arizona that are elderly, and they were talking about voting, and they had asked them, you know, just point blank, who are you voting for? Well, they were going Democrat, and my stepdad, well, he's not going to hold back. He's like, what? You know, why?
Yeah.
Well, and from what they were saying, is that the seniors that were there were being told this tale about Social Security.
Yeah, I know it.
Yep.
And that's what I think that had a part to play as far as like the senior city.
Yeah, yep.
The Social Security and democracy, because they kept screaming it. They're gonna destroy our democracy. They're gonna destroy democracy. They're gonna take it away, and then they're gonna take away your Social Security.
Yeah, and it's so wrong. It's such
a lie.
Yeah, the fact checkers who typically are liberal have constantly fact check them and say that that is not true. That is not the intention. In fact, the Republicans want to secure Social Security, but that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. That's the uninformed voter. They really don't know what they're voting for right now. I know they're senior citizens. I know that they probably aren't, you know, on computers and doing research and stuff like they, you know, they should, but you know, the Democrats, they are
the fear mongers.
In a sense, I feel like that's part of their cheating and their election fraud, is they are a fraud. They say things that are completely not true. They actually target people. They target blacks. They target senior citizens.
Hispanics.
They target veterans.
Asians.
I mean, they target all these people.
They target white people.
Yeah. And then
they target everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, they target everybody.
Things happen like you just said.
Yep. And before I end the call, what I was going to tell you was that so this morning I got up and I was a little depressed. You know, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, because it's like, well, you didn't get the red wave. Well, you know, they in Tennessee, they were saying, well, they put the blue wave out to sea. But anyway, so the talk all day, this is what's bothering me, the whole talk this whole day, because I have a job where I work from home, so I can listen to radio.
Mm-hmm.
The whole talk has been, okay, do we need to have a discussion about Trump? And I'm sitting there thinking, what do you mean have a discussion? What? Well, anyway, so as it went on, it was like, you know, they were, even the conservative talk radio, it was blowing my mind, because they were starting to say, do we really want Trump?
You know what?
Yep, I'm the same way.
You know what? You know what that is, right? This is a ploy that the Democrats have been really drumming up, those in these rhino Republicans, and it's actually working.
See, now and, Will's and, calling us all rhinos.
No, let me finish. Just let me so finish. You know,
there's a whole bunch of people in the talk so, that are on the same
Let wavelength. Me finish. So this is what's happening. If you, let's just say, you know, if they don't, if Trump is not the nominee
let's
for 2024,
say that just because guess they're what? Not, they're, Trump,
the Democrats, are not going to let up. They can care less Absolutely. If it's President Trump or if it's Ron DeSantis or if it's even if it was Jesus Christ, the Democrats are not going to let up. They're going to be just as nasty if it's President Trump or if it's not President Trump. I say President exactly. Trump needs. I say President Trump needs to return because you have the Democrats that are up that are terrified of Trump. You have Republicans that are terrified of Trump. You have the globalist elitists that are terrified from Trump. And because think about it, President Trump, he was nominated for seven Nobel Peace Prizes, and this agenda, this whole mindset to get people saying, "Well, we don't want to get Trump because if we get Trump, then we're probably going to lose because they're going to attack him." It doesn't matter who it is. You can take Trump's name out of it, put a different name on him, and it's going to be the exact same thing.
Well, there's a certain amount of truth to that, and we thank you for your call.
Yep. Hey, thank you.
Congratulations, Tennessee.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you,
yeah.
Susan.
I just don't want to hear any. Yeah, I just don't want to hear any more talk about this Trump because, in my opinion, Trump is the one who showed us the swamp.
You know what? Okay? You know what? He sure did. He's the one that opened up a lot of people's eyes, and that's part of the reason why they want to get rid of him to shut him down. So, hey, thank you so much for the call,
well, thank
Susan.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Well,
all
you right, definitely you just supported Will's stance. Will's a Trump, no matter what person.
Look,
but here in the
it's
chat,
not even a Trump no matter what.
It is a Trump no matter
I
what.
I want Trump to return. So Trump, I'm
Trump
telling you.
No matter what.
I want
DeSantis has exposed him as well.
I want the return of the Jedi.
That's all. He's Trump no matter
he, I
what.
I want the return of the Jedi. And I'm looking forward to Ron DeSantis being president as well. I really am, because he's going to be a phenomenal president.
Yeah,
right?
I agree with some of the comments there in the chat. I agree. There's people that are questioning Trump. She doesn't like that talk. Oh, but you know what? I learned
so
last night.
So guess what? When Ron DeSantis, let's say Ron DeSantis is the candidate for 2024, do you think they're going to be more lenient because it's Ron DeSantis?
I think even just like the guy
we would be naive
to
think that.
No, I don't think that. But I think more Americans, even people that are independent, and Democrat are more likely because listen, what did DeSantis just do to Florida? He literally turned it red. It was partly purple. He literally turned it red under his leadership alone. So I think he has the ability to attract the other side, other voters that Trump will not get and can't get. Anybody that votes for Trump will vote for DeSantis if DeSantis is ultimately the one that comes in.
Yeah.
But there are people that will not vote for Trump.
I guess my biggest thing is that we should not fall into this trap, because they're setting the trap out there right now. And there's a lot of people taking the bait.
It's not a trap.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you, I see the writing on the wall. I saw it coming before.
I saw it coming
6 months ago. I was saying this very same thing. And people were talking about, they were going out there saying, oh, we don't need to select Trump. We don't need to select Trump. Right. It doesn't matter.
Listen,
people are naive to think that Democrats all of a sudden going to let up because it's not Trump's name.
Of course not. I don't think anybody's naive.
It's really different.
I think that's actually insulting that you think they're naive.
OK, hey, we have another caller. Let's go to this other caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Karen. I'm calling from Cary, North Carolina.
You say
Hi,
Karen?
Yes.
Awesome.
From North Carolina.
Karen from North Carolina. Hey, Karen, thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Hey, so I had a couple opinions. One about like same day voting only, not efficient because a lot of people, you know, some work as doctors or emergency crews and they're required to be at work certain times. They might not be able to vote on election day. Or say you work and an hourly job, like I work for several hours. Sometimes the employers don't care. They say, well, it's your job. You get to choose choose between getting punished at work or going out to vote on election day. So that's what.
Well, actually, it's a federal law. It's a federal law. They have to allow you to vote.
Yeah, they have to let you vote. So, that is at the federal level.
But I do understand your point, right? Like some people just get too busy in that day. I do believe there are exceptions for those certain situations. I'm talking about at the bigger point, just because somebody doesn't want to drive down there, they're just going to mail theirs in, whatever. But yeah, I do see your point.
And then there's also people who have diseases or autoimmune diseases, and they're bedridden most of the time and stand in line for a couple hours or a long time would be also disadvantages. But for that type of voting, there have to be strict regulations so that nobody can just take advantage of it and cheat.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you 100%. I think it's a good point. And I think that all the states should be having this discussion, right? But the Democrats, to Will's point, they use it for fraudulent reasons. I get it. I understand. And that's one reason why I'm really against the mail-in ballots.
Democrats.
Yeah. But
yeah, I hate mail-in ballots.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I mean, that's California, why there's absentee voting.
In California, that's pretty much the only way we had.
Yeah, in California, the only way you can vote in California is a mail-in ballot.
I felt so insulted that they mailed ballots to me that I didn't request.
Right.
I was seriously insulted. I was like, I didn't request this. Why are they sending it? So I could just grab it and write it in and mail it back.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's happening at alarming rates.
I hope that this time, you know, people really look at the election laws. And maybe
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we just saw a prelude to 2024 was coming.
Yeah,
because they saw after the pandemic, they saw with the mail-in ballots. I mean, there's going to be some states like Florida, Texas. Actually, they've done some stuff. They called it, and the Democrats called it voter suppression.
Oh yeah, here in Texas.
You have to have an ID. They call it voter suppression. You know, the Democrats think of everything they can when you have to do something in a legit manner. Oh, that's just voter suppression. You know, and even Stacey Abrams in Georgia was screaming it was voter suppression when the turnout was there. Say it again.
But even Mexico has. We get a lot of illegals from Mexico, but even Mexico has voter ID laws in place.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a lot of countries do.
It's just ironic.
Yeah, you know, a lot of countries do. You know, a lot of people sit there and think, oh, you know, all these other countries are so great and all that stuff, but a lot of them are stricter than we are here in America.
Yep.
I know.
But anyways, you know what? It's interesting you brought that up because there is a state, I think it was Kentucky, I'm going to look it up. Election administration. Is it Kentucky? There was a state that actually voted to do mail-in ballots.
To go along with mail-in ballots?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? And it's probably, I would imagine it's a blue state because I can't imagine a red state would do it. A purple state even. It. Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine that they would go along with that. So.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably right. Yeah, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
It's pretty crazy.
It's far too open for fraud.
Say it again.
I said, yeah, it's far too open to fraud.
Yeah,
it is. It is. It just leaves the door wide open for it. I mean, that's interesting enough. That's what the Democrats want. They don't want to remove that because I'm telling you, they saw the gateway. They said, oh, look at this. If we can get people to mail in ballots, we can just, you know, do what we need to do. And they have already justified it in their minds that, hey, if we have to do this so we can prevent these white supremacists and these neo-Nazis from taking control, then it's okay for us to cheat. They already have it in their mind to do that. And that's the reason why we're seeing it. And that's the reason why they're doing it even more. And they're just greedy and they're drunk on power and they want to stay in power. So, well, hey, Karen, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Yep. Take care. Yeah. Shannon, you know, it's just, you know,
talk about some key ballots. I was surprised because marijuana was actually on some of the some of the ballots that were marijuana. Marijuana.
It would, so it says, actually it says drug.
Drug and marijuana.
Drug and marijuana. And, right. you know, because, you know, Fetterman, he opened up, you know, he wants to open up heroin shops. Same thing they did in San Francisco. So they're talking about hard drugs, too. Well, right. In some cases.
Yeah. It says specifically on here. In some cases. Yeah. Maryland actually adopted legalizing marijuana for people over 21. So did South Dakota.
South Dakota and Maryland.
Yep.
But Arkansas did not.
Did not legalize it. And then, okay, I'm sorry, North Dakota. Did I say North Dakota? North Dakota. Okay, wait, I'm sorry.
Just say it.
I'm confused. Okay, no, I'm sorry. Sorry. Let me take this back. The only two states that actually legalized marijuana were Maryland and Missouri.
Maryland, Missouri.
Yeah. South Dakota, North Dakota, and Arkansas all did not legalize marijuana.
They declined it.
Yeah. And Colorado's kind of weird. They have...
I'm surprised Colorado didn't...
But you said... Well, theirs is... It says decriminalize the use and possession of some hallucinogenic plants and fungi. That's what was in Colorado. Yeah,
I think they're talking about probably like mushrooms and stuff like that. Yeah. But to my understanding, I thought marijuana was already legal.
It is, because they have like dispensaries and stuff.
Yeah,
there.
It's already legal in Colorado. But now they're wanting to get like... mushrooms.
Yeah, so you and can actually, trip. It's on its way to passing.
Really? Mushrooms.
Colorado, they're happy over there, I guess.
No wonder they keep voting blue. Because they don't see no other colors. They only see blue.
That's funny.
From all the drugs that they're doing.
Yeah, and abortion was on a couple of state ballots. Kentucky, it says amend state constitution to declare lack of protection for abortion rights, and they did not change that language. So they
put it on there. Yeah. Well, you know, abortion rights was basically on every ballot, even though if they didn't have the word abortion on there. So, for example, here in the state of Texas, Beto, he was all for abortion. He was all for taking your kids and making them trans. He was all for that sick, demonic stuff. He was all for the, you know, the dragon queens going to your schools and, you know, touching your kids and they putting dollars in their underwear. He was for all that sick stuff, even abortion. Well, he lost. And I'm so thankful that he lost. Because when it first came out last night, he was way in the lead.
Oh, man.
He was way in the lead. I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is sickening.
Numbers always get you a little nervous.
But right? I mean, it was still sickening. Yeah, that I'm like, how in the world is he even in the lead? Exactly. It was sickening.
That's my whole thing. How do people even vote for these people at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't get. Michigan actually established a right to reproductive freedom. Vermont also guaranteed reproductive rights. So they basically codified Roe versus Wade kind of thing in their
state. At the state level.
Also, of course, California, which we knew was going to happen anyways, but he did an executive order anyways. Newsom did. They just added it to their constitution now in California.
Yeah.
That you have reproductive rights. But California is already a sanctuary. And you know,
I like how they word it, right? They do that on purpose. Reproductive.
To confuse you.
Reproductive rights. How could you be against a woman from having reproductive rights? What is the definition of reproductive? What's the definition?
To reproduce.
To reproduce. But they don't want to reproduce.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, because, you know, that's why I brought it up. I'm like, how are they even calling it reproductive rights?
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to produce. They want you to kill. The Democrat Party, they are the party of death.
Yeah, Roger in the chat says don't have sex. Yeah, I get it. I'm with you.
That's the answer.
Yeah, and then there was criminal justice was on some ballots. And we had talked about this a little bit on our talk show. There was a ballot to remove slavery as punishment. So basically what this was is people were against using people in prison to do like clean up highways and do certain jobs.
Making license plates.
Right. They were saying that was forced slavery.
So wait a minute. So they should be able to go into the prison cell and be like on a holiday. You get three square meals a day and just, you know, play basketball in the courtyard, hang out, watch TV, whatever. But no manual labor, even though they're hardened criminals.
Right. I think slavery was the wrong word. But guess what? It was actually voted on people were for it in Tennessee, Oregon, and Vermont.
So did it pass?
It passed in those three states.
Wow.
It did not pass in Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
Louisiana said, hey, listen, New Orleans, we're not doing it. Which has a high crime rate, they're like, listen, you do the crime, you got to pay the time and do the work.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, we have another caller. Let's go to Judith from Alabama. Oh, Herschel Walker and Warlock. Hey, Judith.
Hey, you two. How you doing?
We're doing great. Good. So Kemp got it all the way. Yeah, I'm so happy about that. I'm so happy about that. No more Stacey Abrams, right?
No, right. Well, wait, I'm in Alabama.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she's in Alabama. Yeah.
Oh, Alabama. I'm thinking about Georgia. Yeah, about Georgia.
I thought you were saying Georgia.
So. No, I'm confused. That's my fault.
Yeah.
You're in Alabama. Go ahead.
We got KIV.
Okay.
But Katie Britt is going to be our, I forgot what she is, Senate. I think she's a senator.
Yeah, Senate. Mm-hmm. She won by 66.8%.
Yeah. So, yeah, but well, Alabama's a red state though, predominantly.
Well, Tennessee, all seats were red except for one Democrat seat.
Just one.
In Congress.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, they know that there's red states. So they have, I think part of their strategy is to back off on the states they know are red and kind of give us our place so that we keep our mouths shut. That's a kind of pandering. I don't think they'll mess with Alabama votes. I don't think they'll mess with Florida votes. I don't think they'll mess with Texas votes because they're just a little bit of what we want and take away what they don't want us to have.
Well, I have to say, I was really disappointed in Texas, to be honest with you. It was more purple than I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
We actually have 25 Republican House seats and we have 13 Democrat House seats, which is really disappointing. And then, to be honest, I thought Beto had 3,000,537 votes. Unbelievable. And Greg Abbott had 4,000,430. There was less than $1 million spread between those two with a huge state like us. I was completely disappointed, to be honest. I was there going, I don't even know how.
It's just under a million difference.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. And you know, that's not a whole lot in a state this big, to be honest with you. So I was blown away by my state. I'm speechless.
With it being that close.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Well, I looked up what you were saying about the mail-in. And it says there's 8 states that allow all elections to be conducted by mail. I did not specifically see a particular state that is battling for all mail-in, but there are 8 states that allow all elections to be conducted by mail. And then there's 2 states that permit counties to opt into conducting elections by mail. There's 9 states that allow specific small elections to be conducted by mail. And then there's 4 states that permit all mail elections for certain small jurisdictions.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that you can, yeah, I looked that up.
I mean, 8 states is too many. 8 states is too many for mail ballots.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine in Illinois who was a Democrat, And I'm trying to make sense of the things she's saying, because what's happened is they're so focused on Trump. And I asked her, I said, well, wait a minute. Do you agree that we should have open borders and have a flood of illegal aliens? I mean, thousands and thousands. She said, no. So I, okay, well, do you agree we should have left $80 billion worth of equipment into the hands of Al-Qaeda? No. And everything, the only thing she said was, I believe women should have the right to have abortions. I said, well, tell me who took away the right. I got that from Will. Who took away the right? You know, a woman, FYI, I told her, a woman can still have abortions. And I told her, I said, you disagree with everything Joe Biden is doing, but why are you still voting for him? It doesn't make sense, except that they just hate Trump. And then she says, oh, I don't hate Trump, but what else could it be?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They hate Trump with so much passion. And again, they hate him because of President Trump. We have to give credit where credit is due. He woke up people's eyes to, with the liberal media being the enemy of the people. He woke up the people to the swamp. Many of us already saw it, but a great deal. Everyone is saying, man, my goodness, the government is corrupt beyond belief. A lot of people were like, oh yeah, if a politician's mouth is moving, they're lying, right? We all said that even when we were younger. But when Trump came along, Trump would say, yeah, no, it's true. If their mouth is moving, they're lying. And we all see it. And then the way the media was going after the Trump, the way the elitists were going after Trump.
There still are. Really
just so much overwhelmingly, right? But President Trump actually woke up people, not just here in America, but he's waking up people across the planet.
All right. Yes, exactly. And I will tell you, my heart towards him, that is the most forgiving man that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
All the persecution they came against him with, everything they did, he never isolated really anybody and just targeted them and tried to assassinate their character. There isn't anybody he did that to.
Jim Acosta, he deserved that. But you're absolutely right, because when he was in office, he still, after all of the crap that Nancy Pelosi did and Chuck Schumer, he still tried to sit down with them to even do an infrastructure bill, and they didn't want to have anything to do with it. And the reason why, because they didn't want President Trump look like he's actually doing well and doing what's right for the American people. But that's their main reason for doing, not wanting him to be able to be successful.
Even now, literally the Republicans have been saying that they've been locked out of everything with this Democrat Party. They don't want to come across the aisle for anything. So it's not just a Trump thing. They hate Republicans. They hate people. And
they want to get rid of the party. They just want to wipe the Republican Party out.
Exactly. Yep. They're totalitarian.
Yep. They want a one party rule.
Yep.
100%. 100%. Well, hey, Judith, thank you so much for the call.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for taking it, honey. Right. We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, hey, everybody. We're at the end here. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast here. We will be here tomorrow, same time, 5 p.m. Central. Be going to be really interesting what's going to be happening here in the days ahead. And I'm in anticipation to see what President Trump has to say come this Monday, the 15th. Okay, everybody. Again, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. If you haven't already, subscribe. Please subscribe. We will talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Good night, everybody.
God bless.